This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Ryan Femuliner. Governor Jay Nixon is signing legislation today designed to protect senior citizens from financial exploitation. Senate Bill 689 expands the definition of financial exploitation against seniors and those with disabilities to include undue influence.
This new language makes it clear that even someone who has power of attorney or guardianship can be prosecuted if they use their influence to take advantage of an elderly or disabled person's finances.
According to Nixon, it's been difficult for prosecutors in financial exploitation cases if the person committing the crime had legal status as a guardian or power of attorney. Nixon says the law also protects seniors from physical abuse by making it clear that caregivers who fail to seek medical attention or fail to provide care for an individual in need will be held accountable. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is streamlining the process for farmers to apply for government disaster help as crops in many states burn up in the widest drought in nearly 25 years. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says more than 1,000 counties nationwide will automatically qualify for disaster assistance if they're in a severe drought for at least 8 weeks or were in extreme drought this growing season. Juan Garcia with the Farm Service Administration says the changes will also make these declarations quicker in the future.
It will reduce the time for a designation about 40%.
The department also is lowering the interest rate on emergency loans to 2.25% from 3.75%. For the 31st time, the U.S. House of Representatives voted today to repeal the federal health care law. As KBIA's Jacob Finston reports, every Republican in Congress voted for the repeal, including Mid-Missouri's two representatives.
The very day the U.S. Supreme Court ruled to uphold the Affordable Care Act, Republican congressional leaders scheduled a vote to repeal so-called Obamacare. Republican Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler, who represents part of Mid-Missouri, says the vote was important, even though there's no chance the Democratic Senate will go along.
It's important for people in Missouri to know that we are fighting for them and are doing the will of the people in the House. The Senate needs to follow suit and repeal this onerous law and replace it with common sense reforms that are going to decrease costs and increase accessibility.
Today, five Democrats joined the Republican majority, voting 244 to 185 to repeal the health care law. Jacob Fenston, KBIA News.
A new study led by Washington University in St. Louis confirms that the brains of people with a very rare early onset form of Alzheimer's disease begin to change long before they first show signs of dementia. As Veronique LaCapra reports, this could help with early diagnosis of a more common type of Alzheimer's that produces symptoms after age 60.
The director of Washington University's Alzheimer's Disease Research Center, Dr. John Morris, led the study. He says researchers could see changes in the brains of study patients decades before they showed any signs of memory loss or other problems. But he says we're still a long way from using brain scans to diagnose Alzheimer's in the population at large.
If someone had a positive scan at age 60, could we say when they would develop dementia or even that they inevitably will develop dementia? We can't say that at this point.
Morris says for now, the next step is to try to prevent or delay the debilitating symptoms of Alzheimer's in people with the rare early onset form of the disease. I'm Veronique LaCapra.
Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill is teaming up with Senator Rob Portman and other Republicans to push for a new way of relaxing tariffs on some materials imported by U.S. manufacturers. McCaskill of Missouri and Portman of Ohio said today they'll try to amend their proposal to a business bill pending in the Senate. They also have filed the measure as a standalone bill with a list of Republican co-sponsors that includes Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky. McCaskill highlighted the bill as an example of her ability to work with Republicans to find compromise, a central theme of her reelection campaign this year. Portman, meantime, has been mentioned as a potential vice presidential partner for Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Femuliner.